In this episode of Social Media Secrets, we're going to talk about a crazy cool conversation I had today with a real Hollywood actress and the advice that I gave her, and she might even be listening to this now, so I'm going to reiterate it because it's so powerful. Let's cue that intro and get this episode going. Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're gonna break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Hi guys, it's me, Rachel. I am super excited. Today I had an incredible conversation with someone that is amazing, not because of what she's done, but because of who she is. Her name is Wendy Davis. She's a Hollywood actress. A lot of you guys have heard of the TV show Army Wives, and she was one of the leads of that show, which is phenomenal. I think it was like 6 or 7 seasons of a show. And the crazy part is, like, she's so inspiring. She serves actors who are looking to book like series regulars. I don't know the lingo as much of Hollywood, though I think it's really fascinating. I love learning about it. And we were talking about some of her email sequences and social media and how she can best serve these incredible actors that basically want to learn how to become an actor, how to book a pilot, how to get roles that actually pay, how to get auditions. And so the advice that I'm going to share is not specifically today for people who want to teach actors, but I want to share with you guys some of the advice that has served me super well this year. Okay, let's pretend that I was not on all social media platforms. I'm pretty much on every single social media platform, which is a lot. And as you guys have probably heard me talk about before, I don't necessarily believe that everybody needs to be on every platform. In fact, I'm going to change that. I don't think that everyone should be on every platform. It's a lot of work. If I were to not be a social media expert, if I were just to be able to create the content based on the platforms that I know would most serve my audience and that would build my business, and I was starting over, I would focus on 2 platforms. This is super, super, super important. I hope you guys are taking notes. And there's a reason why I would choose these 2 platforms. Those 2 platforms are, I'm wondering what your guesses are. Number 1, YouTube. And number 2, TikTok. In fact, if I did nothing else, like if I just needed to build my business using specific social media platforms, and I wasn't creating content on all platforms to create that omnipresence effect and also to hone my actual craft and skill, I would probably put out 1 to 2 YouTube videos per day, and I'd probably put out 10 to 30 TikToks per day. And people might say, like, what? That's so many. There's no way. But I want to explain it in a little bit of a different way, and I'm using super dramatic terms. Now, if you're listening to this, you could be similar to me in that I am all or nothing, absolutely all or nothing. There's nothing that I do halfway. If I do something halfway, that doesn't feel like me. I'm obviously not in it, so I'm really not in it. Everything is all or nothing. It's very difficult for me to find moderation, which is why I'm sober. It's hard to find moderation. So that's not necessarily going to be the case for everybody, but some of you guys are like, yeah, that totally relates to me. I get that. It was back in September of last year when I first decided to like create a new strategy for how I was going to show up on YouTube. And I decided to follow that strategy, and immediately I was like, let's try this. Let's see how it goes. I put that video up, and within a month, it had started to go viral on YouTube. Now, that could be an anomaly. Like, it could be a one-off. It might not happen again. But I was like, I'm willing to try this and see what happens. And I discovered something really crazy. So while you're listening to this episode, I want you to go to Google, either on your phone in another tab or on your computer. Go to Google and search for how to edit TikTok videos. I'm gonna do it right now just to make sure that what I'm sharing is still legit. Now, this is crazy. My video for how to edit TikTok videos is the second result on all of Google. And this is a YouTube video. And I'm kind of beyond blown away because there's all these people creating all of these great blog posts and spending a lot of time in writing and research. And I put that video together in just a normal afternoon. And I look at this and I'm like, wow, this is crazy. It's number two. I beat all of the blog posts. Did you guys see the same results? Kind of crazy, huh? What's amazing to me, though, is that there's no other platform that has this one secret benefit. And that secret benefit, it's not a secret, but you guys will understand like how this works, is that YouTube is owned by Google. So while a lot of people think that YouTube is a social media platform and that it's a place for just watching videos, it is actually a search platform. Not only is it powered by itself in the YouTube search bar and across the YouTube dashboard, but also it is partnered directly with Google. And so for that reason, Google rewards this content. Now, why would Google reward YouTube content? They reward it because it gets people to stay on their platform. Versus when someone makes a search on Google and they look for blogs, they might click right off of the blog, the searches, and they're going to go to a blog post, and now Google loses that retention. Versus when you go to watch a YouTube video, they now have a viewer that's going to be there for 5, 10, 20, sometimes 60 minutes or longer if they go down a rabbit hole of watching videos, which is ultimately their goal, so that they can have more attention. Google wants to reward YouTube videos. And so when I saw that my videos started to show up for different searches, I was like, this is something a little different. And as soon as I realized that, I knew that I needed to create a lot more YouTube videos. Now, how I see YouTube videos is a little different than how most people look at them. Most people say that, you know, you only need to create one or two YouTube videos per week to grow, maybe like just one good video per week. A lot of people talk about like the quality of the videos and that it has to be like really professional and high-end and all of that. And I'm just going to tell you guys, on my desk, I have this awesome camera. It's a Sony A6300 4K, just all that basically means it's just really fancy. Unfortunately, this camera is a professional dust collector. This camera sits on my desk and I don't use it because it is so easy for me to create YouTube videos on my phone or on my webcam. And you know what? Every video that has taken off on YouTube has been recorded on either my iPhone or my webcam. And so I personally am obsessed with the idea that it's not about the quality of the filming, it's about the quality of the content. And so I started to kind of think about it and I was like, so you mean to tell me that certain videos might go viral within a week, it might go viral within a month, it might accumulate views for a year before it suddenly takes off? That happens a lot. So in my usual all or nothing fashion, I was like, well, shoot, if every single YouTube video is kind of like this entry into a lottery, only your entries don't get taken out, you can continually increase your chances of going viral just by continually creating more good content. And it's like this cumulative effect, and suddenly all of your videos could be going viral. I was like, well, shoot, I'm going to create like 3 to 5 YouTube videos per week. And since that time, I have been doing that. Now, what's crazy is that 1 year ago, I was at 4,400 subscribers on YouTube. And today, I can like literally look at my exact stats today. Oops, there we go. I'm at 66,100 YouTube subscribers. And that is because we've been following this path. The only time that we've lost traction is when I really like step away for a few weeks, which does happen from time to time if I'm launching a program or working with a client or we're doing a really intense program or schedule. And so I personally see it as every single time that you are creating a YouTube video, you're not just investing in the here and now and today, you're investing into 1, 3, 5, 10 years from now. And that's a really powerful machine. And so what's really interesting is that I was thinking about it and I was like, if the best time to plant a seed is 20 years ago for a tree, right? The second best time is today and tomorrow and the day after. And if every single day I planted a tree for 3 years, we'd have a beautiful varying forest of all different heights of trees and widths, and it'd just be really cool. In 20 years, we would have a gorgeous forest. And I want to do the same thing with YouTube. So every single day, I'm like, I don't know what's going to happen. This one may serve people today. It may not serve them until next week. It might serve them next year. But if I show up with the intention of every single day I can plant a seed of supporting people through valuable content, then I want to do that every day. And so I'm at this place where I don't expect that everyone else does this. By the way, one a week, you can absolutely see growth. But when one video goes viral, it's a game changer. People find you all the time and it's really fascinating. So I'm like, I want to create 5 to 7 a week. I want to turn this up. If, you know, if I didn't have anything else to do besides build this business versus all our programs, all our clients, everything, like if I was just building my business, whether it was a skincare company or a hair company, I would straight up produce 3 videos per day. And I'm not exaggerating at all. I would do that because I know it's not about the number of views you get in that first month. It's about the number of people you have the potential to exponentially serve. So for example, as I look at my analytics, and I haven't been going hard for the last few months because it's been busy. We've been in a very busy season of our business. It's very exciting. But I look at my stats, and over the last month, I have 300,000 views of my videos on YouTube. That is extremely leveraged for just 20 to 30 minutes of my day that then yields that. And maybe 1 year from now, maybe people, there's a million views per month. Maybe 2 years from now, there's 10 million views per month. Like, we just don't know what that beautiful exponential growth of intention created content can yield. And so that is one platform where I'm like, create. But there's one big switch with YouTube, and most people get this wrong. Now, this one's hard. This was very hard for me to handle. For the longest time, I was like, I'm going to create like videos that show like how cool my life is, or, you know, like I'll show people like the behind the scenes of me speaking at this event. And the truth is, nobody cares, because every single person is thinking about themselves and their problems and their life and what you can do to help them. Nobody cares about what my life looks like until I've shown them that I care about their lives. And so that shift was huge. So when I see people doing things like my unboxing or why I did X, Y, and Z, unless you have honestly millions of followers and been doing this for years, have you really earned the right to show off how cool your life is? Or have you not shown people that you cared about them by solving their problems? By the way, and this is so interesting, how do you show people that you care? It's not by telling people that you care. You show people that you care by taking the time to understand their problems and then working to solve those problems. That is the big thing. That is the big thing that will change the level of content you put out there. If they have problems, if they have a false belief in their head about whatever your topic is that is your expertise, show them that you care by taking the time to create that content that solves the problem for them. Even if it's encouragement, even if it's a how-to, even if it's 3 things that you're doing wrong, 3 things that you should be doing, like those things are awesome. Now, YouTube, like I said, I'm trying to get geared up to the place where we're creating 5 to 7. We're at 3 to 5 videos per week. And I would love to be creating 5 to 7 videos per week, because I'm not thinking about here and now today. I'm thinking about 1, 3, 5, 10 years from now and how many people that content can serve, especially since it's going to show up potentially at the top of Google. How you get people from YouTube into your programs is to then create added value. Create freebies, create lead magnets, create masterclasses, create checklists, create PDFs. That is the end all be all to get people into your programs. Give them more value, nurture them more. Sometimes people are like, well, freebies attract freebie seekers. And that's like one of my biggest pet peeves is when people diss freebie seekers, because there have been seasons in my life where you better believe I was a freebie seeker. I couldn't afford some of the programs that I wanted. I was absolutely a freebie seeker. And to discredit me as just a freebie seeker and that I'm not worth something because what? Because I didn't pay for your services? That makes me a little sad. I believe in lead magnets and webinars and masterclasses and cheat sheets and checklists and PDFs and ebooks and even books and freemiums, because every person is in a different place on their journey. Now, I could go on and talk more about TikTok, but I want to share with you guys just one last thing, because this is huge. We'll do, actually, tomorrow's episode will be about TikTok. But I want to share with you that there's no way to get comfortable creating YouTube videos besides creating YouTube videos. I've worked with expensive filming crews. I've worked with top, studios. And you know what? My best content comes from when I am practicing the craft of creating YouTube videos that give tons of value. That is the only way to become not just good, but amazing at delivering value that people need. If you have enjoyed this episode of Social Media Secrets, head to the show notes at rachelpeterson.com/podcast. And there you will see my YouTube case study, how I went from growing by like 20, 30, 40 YouTube subscribers per day to 200, 300, 400, 500 YouTube subscribers per day. And some of my favorite tips are in that case study. So make sure that you grab that. We will link to that at rachelpeterson.com/podcast. I will catch you guys in the next episode. Bye for now.